Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. It's the 1st of July 2015. This is my audio blog. And it's audio mode day 31. I'm driving home in the car. As you can hear, I'm driving along. The auxiliary audio in my car stereo is creating a nice hiss into my stereo system. Let's turn that off. I had a listen to Roger Overall's audio boo, his day 30 audio boo, it's got me thinking. I must say, it's got my mind, churning. The stuff he was talking about in terms of doing a daily audio boo. It's got me thinking about it, really. So, why, and it's kind of, what are your objectives? It's, I don't know, there's a lot to think about there. And at the end of the day, anything you want to do, you've got to have reasons for doing it. And and you've got to have some goals or objectives, and then see whether you're achieving them or not. Now, if the reason for doing it is just because you like to talk about yourself and you like to talk about what you're up to, and that you get some enjoyment from talking about it, and even you get some enjoyment from getting comments back from people, then, those can be very easily achieved objectives, kind of thing, I suppose. And that can be a satisfying experience. If you're doing it for business reasons, if you're trying to, promote some products that you're selling, then it can be more difficult to measure the effectiveness of doing podcasts of some description, or audio boos, or YouTube videos and blog posts and tweets and things. It can be more difficult to measure if it's effective achieving your goal of raising the awareness of your product or your brand or whatever. And certain brand values and things, it can be more difficult. So, but as long as you're clear what your objectives are and how you can achieve them and how you can effectively achieve them. So, if, for instance, you were, let's take for example me. I created an album, didn't I? And in February, and I talked about it as I was doing it on audio boo. A certain number of people are aware of it and were supportive of me in that process, but they've also supported me in purchasing the album. So I could take that, take that to the next level and really start using audio boo to try and promote sales of my album and stuff like that, if I was taking it very seriously, I could do that. And I've talked about, going behind the scenes and talking about how each of the tracks on my album were made and how I came up with them. And I've got, I've actually got some ideas of what, the first couple of episodes of that would be. But I haven't found the time to make them, make those episodes, because I haven't, because there are certain, technical things that I want to do in in those episodes, the way I envisage them being, there are certain technical things that I would want to have in place, and that's going to take time. As opposed to doing an audiobook like this, where I just sit down and record, or stand up and walk or record or whatever. Swimming while recording, that's a different matter, but yeah, I can just record and not even plan anything before the boo. I've just had a thought and I start recording. I'm not going to edit it, I'm not going to put any background music on there, I'm not going to take out any ums and ahs. I'm just talking and that's it. It's a very different boo than the produced boo that I envisage doing for for each of the tracks on my album, if I wanted to talk about them. But if I was to do that, if I was to invest the time to do that, and then measure the return on the investment, how many copies I then sold and that sort of thing, that would be a little business model, wouldn't it? So I'm thinking now about the example that Roger's given with the fat to fit program series of boos. If it was to turn into a monthly boo, first of all, let's just step back. What are the objectives of that boo? Is he trying to sell something? No, don't think so. I don't think he's trying to sell the Fat to Fit at 47 program book, a self-help book of how to get from fat to fit at 47. I don't think he's doing that. It may well be that that's an end product that comes out of this. Who knows? Just like Mr. Stephen Fry and all those other YouTuber hits and Twitter and whatever. But no, at the moment, it's not a product he's selling. He's doing it, I think, he stated that he's doing it for, and I'm going to paraphrase here, he's doing it for the moral support. He's doing it because having people listening along with his progress helps to motivate him to do it. Now, if that motivation comes through on a daily basis with a daily audio blog, and the feedback that appears from a daily audio blog on a daily basis, then you're going to feel the pressure daily to get out there and continue doing the fitness. Whereas if it was a monthly audio blog post, then you're only really going to be feeling that peer pressure element of it, or that community kind of impetus on a monthly basis. But I can completely see, if you're going to spend several hours producing half an hour of audio podcast, then maybe you can only afford to do that on a monthly basis. That's one of the reasons I love Audioboo, is because with Audioboo, you literally can. If you want to record 26 minutes of audio, you can do it in 26 minutes. And in 27 minutes, it's uploaded and published. It's that quick to snap a photo if you want to, add a title and hit upload. And for it to upload on 4G, or on your home broadband, and it can be up there in a minute. So in 27 minutes, you can complete a 26-minute audio blog entry. You might want to spend a little while thinking about it beforehand, but maybe that could be done in parallel. In parallel with other stuff. Walking the dog, or taking your child to school or whatever, you can be thinking about what's going to be in your audio blog entry, or indeed while you're out there running or whatever. If you're prepared to do audio booths that are just like that, then it needn't take a huge amount of time. A number of people that we know who are using Boss Jock Studio are even able to embed music at the beginning and ends of their audio boos, but still record them and finish them in real time. Let's drive up the drive. I forgot to go four-wheel drive mode again, didn't I? Whoops. Oh, look. My daughter is in the front garden, and they've got a swimming pool. a little inflatable pool. Well, they seem to be having fun. That's better than playing Minecraft, isn't it? Is it really worth spending hours and hours producing a highly polished audio blog entry? Does that give you, Roger, does that give you the better, does that give you a better quality of camaraderie and peer sort of encouragement than a much simpler audio boo off-the-cuff recording would give you? So there you go, those are my thoughts on day 31 of Audiomo. Thank you very much for listening. Toodle-boo.